Get ready to throw perfection out the window because you're tuned in to the Honestly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Penhoward, and I'm a marketing coach and the founder of Harper Collective, where I help business owners master their PR and simplify their marketing. Each week, we'll be unlocking valuable tips to uplevel your business and sharing honest conversations with entrepreneurs to uncover their stories and wisdom to inspire you to take action. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hey guys, I hope you are having such a good day so far. I'm looking forward to a really fun week this week. I'm heading off to Hobart in Tasmania to enjoy all of the good food, the good wine, museums, nature walks, everything that Tasmania has to offer. And I'm so looking forward to having a few days off to just chill out before I step into what will be the busiest season in my business. So coming into the holiday season, I work with lots of product-based businesses. So they're launching new collections, they're running all of their really big marketing campaigns, all of their sales. And then I've also just signed on a really exciting new hospitality client. So this is definitely going to be their busiest time of year. And I was reflecting on this and thinking about previous years before I've stepped into the holiday season, and I've sort of just gone from one thing to the next. And it's really exciting because I love to do all of these different marketing campaigns. So sometimes I can get a bit swept up into that and just launch full pelt into the holiday season. But this year, I'm so glad that I'm doing things differently and taking some time to rest and recharge and being really intentional about stepping into that season instead of just going from one thing to the other and coming to the end of it and feeling a little bit burnt out. So I wanted to share that with you because I think there's many of us who the holiday season can be really busy and full on. And if you have time now to just schedule in, you know, some self-care, it could be going for a massage, it could be having a weekend away, whatever you need to really fill up your cup, because you know that you're about to step into a season where you're going to be giving a lot more. Hopefully this inspires you to do that as well. So today I wanted to chat about something that I hear come up a lot in my marketing coaching sessions, and that's when people have a million and one ideas and they don't know what to focus on. I feel like we have all been there. It is so easy to get into this mode, especially when, like I was just talking about, you're in a busy season. There's a lot happening. You might have new clients, new collections launching, and you think, oh my gosh, I've got all of these marketing ideas. Which one do I pick? Which one's going to create the greatest impact in my business? So I'm going to walk you through a few steps today to hopefully have you finishing this episode feeling calm, grounded, and really clear on what the next steps are that you need to take. And I think the first thing really ties back to the words that I just said, and that's feeling grounded. So often when we're in this state where we have all of these different ideas swirling around in our head, we can sort of go through our day feeling excited, but also maybe a little bit anxious at the same time. So the first thing that you want to do is choose something that you know makes you feel grounded. That could be journaling, meditating, going for a walk on the beach, spending time in nature, and create that space and know that you're going to create that space to hold that container for yourself so that you can ground your energy before you make decisions on the next steps. And this is really important because if you don't create this space, you go into things with that frantic, chaotic energy, and it carries through to your marketing and the experience that you're creating for your customers. So create that time to really ground your energy, get back to you, and then step forward from that grounded place. The next thing that can really help with this is to write everything down. So often we can keep everything in our head and it just swirls around and around. We go to bed, we think about these ideas, we wake up and they're there waiting for us. And we go through our days thinking, I need to schedule in time to action this, and then I want to do this idea and I just don't have enough time. And it can get really overwhelming. So what I recommend doing is grabbing a big piece of paper, write everything down, and you might find just by doing that, you can create a little bit of organization because you're getting things out of your mind and onto paper in front of you. And you might see that there's some things that actually you're not that passionate about, they're not that important, or maybe they can wait until another time. And then we want to be strategic. So once you've got everything out on paper, you're looking at everything that's been swirling around in your mind, that those million and one ideas that you've been having, then you can bring in your strategic mind. So what I like to think about is athletes when it comes to this. Now, for example, let's say that you are a professional snowboarder. We're just going to pretend for a moment that that was your chosen career path. And if it was, amazing. But if you were a professional snowboarder and you were competing, you are not going to go out there and do every single trick that you know, because you're probably going to end up exhausted and you're probably not going to do every single trick to the best of your ability. So you're going to be very selective. You're going to assess what's ahead of you, what tricks you know that you can absolutely knock out of the park, and you're going to be very deliberate on how you execute them. The same applies to your marketing. We don't go out there and do every single marketing tactic under the sun just because you could do them. You want to be really strategic and know what you want to achieve, how well you know that you can execute these strategic marketing ideas based on your capacity, your ability, the team that you have, and you want to know what end goal you're wanting to achieve in your business. So when we're in that mindset of having all these ideas and everything is swirling around in our head, you can see why it's so important to ground, create a bit of organization, and then be strategic from there. And you can also look back and see when you're in that state, why it can be so challenging to move forward, because you're not in that strategic mindset, which is the best mindset to be in for your business. Then what we want to do when you've sort of looked at, okay, these are the ideas that I know that I can implement really well. I've got the support to implement them in my business, or I can bring in that support. Then you want to set a timeline and a time frame. So you want to work out what time frame you can action these things in that is realistic. So really think about what capacity do you have in your week to implement these ideas, and then set out your timeline. So you might put this into your Google Calendar, whatever feels good for you. You might have a project management system. Put in what you're going to do, break these things down into the little action steps that need to be done, and then get started from there. And the last thing to do is bring in support and accountability. You do not have to do this alone in your business at all. This gets to feel good and it gets to feel easy, because there are people just like me who implement marketing strategies every single day in their business and for clients, who can come into your business and tell you, well, you could do this and it's going to make it 10 times easier. Or have you thought about bringing in this tool? Or have you thought about implementing it in this specific way? We don't have to do business in a way that feels complicated and stressful, because there is support all around you. So start to have a think about what are your strengths that you can bring to the table, and who might you need to bring in to really bolster up your business in the areas that you need more support in. So I hope that this has decluttered your mind and made you feel a little bit more inspired about moving forward in the upcoming months. And always, you can reach out to me with any questions you have. And I would love to do this as a regular series where I can jump on, share some marketing questions that you're feeling challenged by, and give you some solutions to help you move forward and to take inspired action steps. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. And if you enjoyed it, I would love if you could leave a review to let me know. Plus, come on over and say hey on Instagram. You can find me at Honestly Imperfect Podcast. I can't wait to hear from you and to connect with you soon.